Hey, this is Daryl Morris, listening to Bobcat Radio, KTSW, San Marcos.
And welcome back to Bobcat Radio, right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. And there's a little bit of special conversation going on today right here on Bobcat Radio. We have got head coach of the Texas State soccer team, Kat Connor. Kat, how are you doing today?
Great. How about you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the show. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. All right, well, we'll start it off. This weekend, y'all are going to be playing against SMU. Just straight up, how do y'all feel coming into the game?
Well, to tell you the truth, the players have been practicing all spring at 6 a.m. to about 8:30. So I'm going nonstop, working really hard on improving their conditioning and then also improving their skills and some of the tactical ideas we're trying to get in. Last year, you know, we have a dangerous crew. We have a very good attacking team, but I don't think we scored enough, and so we've been really trying to address that issue. And, you know, it's a work in progress. They're still getting it, but you're seeing some light bulbs go on in the head to understand how to get in behind teams, and it's starting to pay off in different little instances, and now we're trying to just capitalize on those opportunities. So we'll hopefully do that against SMU.
Coach, I got a question here. You talked about your offensive prowess. This team can attack and attack early and throughout the match. What are some of your ideas and things that you're talking to your team and working on to, you know, put points on the board to score more goals and to become a more offensive team?
Well, okay. Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to actually get in behind the other team. So we're trying to create what we call 2v1s. So finding two offensive players to isolate a single defender, and then them combine with each other to try to get each other behind that defense so that they can get a better look at goal. If that makes sense to you. And that's kind of what we've been trying to do and work on. You'll see a lot of it done like Barcelona does it a little bit, and you'll see Bayern Munich do it a bit. So we're kind of trying to take those ideas and plug them into our offense.
Coach Connor, Marissa Ross here. What do you tell your players in situations where there's been a long stretch in between games? For example, the AV8 tournament in Austin was canceled, and then the loss on the road to Baylor, and now you're coming back to play at home against SMU. What have you been able to tell your players to not only maintain that confidence, but also implement some, you know, improving the skills in practice?
Well, that's a great question. And then also the stress of every day being a student with midterms and projects being due. It's really hard, and of course, getting up at 6 a.m. it's very hard to get out there and keep that grind going. So we take every Wednesday and we talk about our psychological approach to what we're doing, and so it's a focus that we work on too, of understanding our roles, understanding what our job is to do each day, and then also trying to reach out to the leaders of the team, like Lindsey Curry, Kristen Champion, our captains, and then trying to get our seniors like Landry Lowe, Caitlin Reinhardt, to step up and start to lead. Through the whole team, so everybody stays focused and understands really why we keep working. Because, you know, the fall season is truly our championship season, and right now you're trying to look and improve upon individual play, but also improve upon some team play. And so you really, as a coach, you're trying to plant seeds into what you're going to be doing next fall. So as a player, you're hoping that they just are embracing it and taking it in and soaking it up like a sponge.
Coach, you talked about Lindsey Curry. How has her development progressed this offseason after having such a great season last year?
Well, obviously, Lindsey's a great, you know, offensive player. And now what I'm trying to work on with her is just being a leader and trying to raise everybody's level and mentality up to hers in the sense of preparing themselves for the game, whether it's due to mental focus preparation or technical improvement. And also, right now what she's doing is a lot of leadership improvement and figuring out what leadership style to use with the teams, because it's dictated by this different situation in the game or different, like Marissa said, different situation in practice. You know, now being off for 2 weeks before we played from Baylor to now SMU, and then even having an Easter break in there. You know, how do we look at each, you know, practice? And there were some fun little just, you know, finishing drills and some fun games. And then also, obviously, as we come back in and prepare for SMU this week, it's gotten more focused about each role and team role, and then you're seeing our seniors and our captains lead in that realm, and that's what Lindsey's doing. She's out there being a general and a director. You'll hear her, you know, tell the team when we're going to hold as a defensive unit and then when we're going to step and press, and, of course, then you'll hear her even say when we're going to look to get in behind. So it's a lot of understanding the flow of the game.
Most people out there in Bobcat Nation have not had the chance to see any of the recruiting class so far, but in your eyes, how exactly is the class going to replace some of the seniors that y'all lost this last season?
Well, yeah, we had a great senior class. We lost Brenna Smith and Michelle Busey and Jordan Brown and a couple others. But to tell you the truth, and Tori Hale, I can't forget Tori, leading a sister. But we have a great incoming class. We have, Kelly Barbalius, a defensive holding mid that will really help solidify our midfield. And then you have Skylar Vanhover, who just absolutely loves to score goals, so that'll be another great threat to come in. And Sophia Obsedo, who's actually playing in the high school championships this weekend. So, again, we're really proud of that, and that's going to give us a little bit more attacking power. So we're looking to always replace our seniors, and we're always trying to improve the level of the game. That's what we're supposed to do as coaches as we go out recruiting, is we're always trying to get, I tell the players this all the time, we're always trying to get better players than what we have. It's just our job. It's our role. And the players that are here, you're trying to improve upon yourself because you know the coaches are trying to go out and get, freshmen that are studs. So that's why in the spring it's so important for our athletes to not lose their focus, but to come in and really improve upon their physical and their technical and their tactical ideas so that they can compete with each new class.
After making the Sun Belt Tournament for three consecutive seasons, what are some things that you feel your team needs to work on to get over the hump to ultimately win the tournament?
Exactly. That's our main goal. We're tired of coming in third, and we're tired of coming in losing in that semifinal. We're looking at finishing. We're creating some great chances, and we just got to finish. We got to be better in front of the net. And so that's our main focus in the spring. It's been our focus to, like you said, get over that hump. It's time.
All right, Coach Connor, last question for me. It seems like in the 2015 fall schedule, there aren't just as many flashy or big-time home games as there were last season. Are there any matchups that in your eyes that we should be really, really excited about?
Oh, well, we have UTEP coming in. That's the one you guys got to really, really be excited about. Last year when we went over there, they had a great crowd of about 2,500 people. And it made a great atmosphere, and it was very hard to play, very hard to hear as players. I would like to see the Bobcats return that favor. Come on out and make it as loud as you can and make sure that they have that same, feeling that they've come into a rough, rowdy place, and it's going to be heck on their plate. So I'd like to see that at all our home games, to tell you the truth, because it does give our players a home field advantage, and it does give them just that extra adrenaline rush to get out there and put that final touch in, to put the goal in, whether it be sliding to put it in or whether it be, making a tackle that's going to create, a little bit of, rowdy cheering effect. It's fun to play in front of your family, and it's fun to play in front of your friends. But more importantly, when you've got other Bobcats out there that are, letting you know that they're proud of you and they want you to go on and win it, you're going to give that extra effort.
All right, that right there. Head coach of the Texas State soccer team, Kat Connor. Kat, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was great, and I really enjoyed that. And she brought up a lot of good points about how the Bobcats need to make it. This year needs to be the time. And she basically, half of what she said could end up on a T-shirt in that last quote, where she was like, it's time. This is our year. Finish strong. That was really interesting, and I enjoyed that. And so that she basically kind of, sent out the word. Word needs to get out now to Bobcat Nation. Tell everybody, get out and support this soccer team, because this squad is good. These ladies know how to score, and they can defend. I know Texas State, maybe the games that they didn't necessarily pull off and win, they were very, very low-scoring games. I mean, we're talking 1-0, and that's just a testament to your defense right there that – they can absolutely ball and do a good job and keep the ball out of their net. And obviously now if they can just outscore opponents with their, they can lean on their defense. And I mean, I don't know how they can be stopped this year if they can keep it going.
Yeah. I as she mentioned, there's a lot of players that they lost out of last season, and a lot of very, very good players, but man, it's hard to not get excited about Texas State soccer. Because they just keep getting better and better every single year. We said time and time again that there's not a better Texas State coach. You know what I mean? But it's one of these things that I think it depends on the season because, you know, during volleyball season, I'm like, man, there's not a better coach out there than Karen Chisholm. You know, during baseball season, there's not a better coach out there than Ty Harrington. However, in soccer, I legit mean that I do not think that there could be a better coach right now for the Texas State soccer team, for these girls that we have in the team right now, than Kat Connor.
I agree. She's been taking them to the postseason consecutively. And even in the Southland Conference, they were, you know, still, of course, performing well. Of course, suddenly they lost some games. But even that transition to the Sun Belt, they were still having some success. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the question, that they've just come so close in the semifinals and haven't able to get over that hump. And I'm sure, you know, that is what one of the ultimate goals, of course, is not only reaching it, but also ultimately winning the tournament. And I think that's going to be one of the highlights that you probably will see them out on the field and, you know, of course, kicking those soccer balls around and getting scoring those goals that can really, you know, give them that edge to ultimately win the tournament.
And Coach Connor makes a good point. So far, and, you know, yeah, you had your great senior class last year, but, you know, talking about those recruits, you got some good players coming in, and so I think it's not necessarily rebuilding, it'll be reloading for this roster and this squad for Texas State. Now comes the question, okay, so they've got it done. They've won the games, and they've gotten to the big game. Now can they finish it? And that's what she said, obviously, was going to be the point of this season, was just to finish strong. So it's an exciting time, and a lot of Texas, you know, you're talking about, you named these great coaches at Texas State. It's a good time to be here because, you know, definitely in the fall because the sports are they're delivering. Volleyball always does a good job, and I'm really excited to see soccer take the next step on the road to a championship.
All right, well, once again, the Bobcats play Southern Methodist University, sorry about that, this weekend. Good luck to all the girls this weekend. Now, we were talking about Texas State softball before that interview, so let's continue a little bit with that, okay? We had already talked a little bit about how the Bobcats are 24-18 on the season, 8-6 in the Sun Belt Conference. Once again, go 2-1 against Troy this past weekend, play Houston Baptist tonight at Bobcat Softball Ballpark at 6 p.m. But real quick, taking a look at the Sun Belt Conference, you know, at the moment. So Texas State, Louisiana Monroe, Troy, Georgia State, and UT Arlington, all of them, they secure their spots in the 2015 Sun Belt Softball Championship all this past weekend. So that's there. So now 7 of 8 spots are secured. And the Bobcats, are, you know, they've got an idea of who they're going to be facing in the Sun Belt Championship. South Alabama and Louisiana Lafayette, the other two teams, you know, that make up those 7 teams. South Alabama, they're number 22 in the country. They've won 13 straight Sun Belt Conference games. They sit just half a game back of the team that's right at the top of the conference in Louisiana Lafayette. But one point that I want to make right here is that Texas State needs to win as many games as we can, not only this weekend, but you know, well, specifically this weekend, but obviously the rest of the year. But this week, as I mentioned, you've got a good idea of who you're going to face. Now, UT Arlington is going to be facing the University of Texas. Georgia State will be facing Florida State. South Alabama will be playing Mississippi State, and Louisiana Lafayette will be hosting the University of Houston. Now, taking a look at those teams, those are some really big teams that some Sun Belt Conference teams are facing. While the Bobcats are playing, they're going to be playing Houston Baptist. You know what I mean? This is a chance right here. What I'm saying is
make up some ground.
Yeah, where the Bobcats can, man, as you said, make up some ground. It can make some noise right here in the Sun Belt Conference. In the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, I agree. And this road trip, of course, to South Alabama this weekend is huge. You know, these ladies can play ball and they can absolutely flat out hit the ball. We've talked about this. They're setting offensive records all over the place and it feels like they're getting hot at the right time. Coach Ricky Woodard, of course, always talked about getting hot at the end of the season, and that's, of course, the goal of every coach in every major sport is to be playing your best ball in the postseason. And so this is a good chance, you talked about, to make up ground in the conference. And it's not like the Bobcats are sitting at the cellar of the conference not doing well. You know, they're on the podium right now. And now, you know, who's right in front of them is second place. Okay, so maybe they have a great series this weekend. They play some of their best ball of the season, which we've seen them do. They can come out and absolutely ignite the diamond and set the field on fire with their hitting. Let's say they come up and absolutely, you know, do what they do best. And, oh, look, now they're second place in the conference, only a couple games behind Louisiana Lafayette. So this is a really good opportunity here, and I expect them to take full advantage of it because we've seen them do it before.
I agree, Colin. It's been, you know, not only an incredible season so far for the Bobcats, but they've improved time and time again. And, of course, as it's getting down to the critical moments late in the season, we're fighting for the chance for that top spot. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, earlier in the show, saying that, you know, they can be a top two, top three team. And that's where they are right now. And it's, the season is still not over. So I feel like they can really continue to elevate, raise the bar, and fight for that second spot. And of course, it's going to be a battle for that number one. But I feel like this is a great chance, as you're saying, for them to not only give themselves a chance to be in the right position, but also to really play the board for the rest of the season that's to come, and especially with these matchups, as in on the road against South Alabama. Of course, they have to play once again against UL Lafayette, and it's just, those are the chances that they can really seize those moments to really be able to not only get over the hump, but also ultimately put themselves in the right position for an upcoming tournament.
Yeah, taking a look at these teams that are facing some hard teams this weekend, Louisiana Lafayette and South Alabama can easily beat Mississippi State and Houston. So, you know, while they are big teams, Texas State is still going to need a win. You know what I mean? Regardless. Taking a look now at the Sunbelt Conference Player and Pitcher of the Week, Megan Latumbe for Georgia State. Oh, man, she's having a year. She hit .571 with 5 home runs, 7 runs, 9 RBI, all through just 6 games this past weekend. And then, of course, Pitcher of the Week, Sam Montez, yet again, the junior righty from the Mavericks, from Burleson, Texas. I just got to throw that shout-out in there.
You would.
She goes 2-0 in 3 starts with a save in between. Of course, got her first career no-hitter last week. However, you know, I think Randy Rupp got hers first, so...
I mean, Randy Rowe's only a freshman, too, so you kind of have to look forward to three more years of that.
Yeah. But once again, Randy Rowe, Ariel Ortiz, and the Bobcats will face Houston Baptist tonight. First pitch scheduled for 6 p.m. at Bobcat Ballpark. You can catch that game, as always, right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. All right, we're right here at the 30 break. And, the weather has been absolutely fantastic today. It's just been incredible, and I don't want to be inside the studio. I love being in here, but I want to be outside.
Yeah, it's tough wanting to do schoolwork, especially. That's why finals in May are always really tough around here, because it's beautiful. Everybody wants to be at the river. Everybody's getting ready. You know, seniors like myself are being infected with senioritis. It's really tough, especially like the weather today. Currently right now it's 72 degrees. It feels about 75, 76. It's pretty warm outside. It's supposed to be just like it was yesterday. Today's high, of course, is 80, and the low is in the 60s, so there's not really any chance of rain at all. And it's just a nice, clear, sunny day. Not too hot and not too cold. Got a slight wind coming out, and it's picture-perfect day. And especially a softball game tonight is going to be really nice. So if you can, get out there and enjoy the sunshine, Bobcat Nation, because it is beautiful.
All right, guys, coming up on Bobcat Radio, we've got Texas State baseball and a couple other Texas State sports right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio.